Hello, it's Carla. I don't know if you guys can hear me. We've had many technical difficulties today, but if you are listening, thank you so much. So you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. Today is a very special and exciting broadcast, and it's very near and dear to my heart, and I just want to thank the CKUT community for allowing me the space to do this. As you might have seen, the power was out today all day at the station until literally a second ago. But we're persevering and we're back, and there's also now no Wi-Fi, but it's okay. We're powering through. And so the goal of today is to explore how music and poetry have intersected and evolved together over time, specifically as a tool of resistance in Palestine. So a little background about what I'm going to be doing and what I aim to accomplish in this hour that we have together. Okay, I'm a student at McGill, and this semester I'm in this wonderful course called Poetics and Politics in Arabic Literature with Professor Michelle Hartman, shout out, and it is specifically on Gaza. It's been such a transformative experience, and I've definitely been enriched in so many ways. And for one, I feel like I'm not scared of poetry anymore because I have a genuine fear of Shakespeare still. But, you know, I think that I've learned that it's very important and it's significant to hear the stories of people in a context that I feel like is so important to grasp. And it's changed the way that I view literature and the creation of it. You know, we cannot forget about Palestine or Gaza, and the more that we listen and read and spread the lives, the more Gaza lives on. I feel blessed with the opportunity to study and speak in an academic setting on Palestine. In this class, we read poetry from Gaza specifically, and it was both on the past and the present. And it was surreal to see such ongoing themes of destruction and resistance throughout the 75 years. I did struggle to grasp the fact that a majority of the up-and-coming poets who we were reading, who had written stuff in the past 5 to 10 years, were dead. They were killed in the ongoing genocide in Gaza by the Israeli occupation forces. There were mutual themes throughout everything we read of not wanting to be remembered as numbers. Every poem read, every song played, is a person with a story and a life that was destroyed. But I would like to take the opportunity on air to honor the 30,000 people that have been murdered through the brutal occupation of the Israeli government on the people of Palestine. It's important that we're constantly calling for an end to this genocide.
You're lying.
You're lying. Hello? Is there any sound? Bro. Hello? Hello? Oh my Hello? Testing? Testing? Testing?
الهنا يا روح يا الطالعين على الجبل يا مول المقيدين النار بيلي ليلي لي يا من يا من عيلي ليلي الهنا يا روح يا طالعين يا طالعين يا طالعين. لا لا جبل يمول لمقيدين النار بيلي ليلي لي يامان يامان عيلي ليلي الهنا يا روح يا الطالعين على لا لا جبل يمول لمقيدين النار بيلي ليلي لي يامان يامان عيلي ليلي الهنا يا روح. الأبواب وسأفتحها الأبواب وستغسل يا نهر الأردن وجهي بمياه قدسية وستمحو يا نهر الأردن أثار القدم الهمجية الغضب الساطع بجياد الرهبة
جيد مع ثائر موعد مع ثائر. شهوة الكدح من الفجر وموال الأيام مسرب الوعر وآلاف الأكف السمر ترتاح على المواعيد. أنا زغرودة الميلاد والدمع الجرابيز
وصل
سقط بفلسطين
فسخوني
نصين نصي على حدود الصبح.
What are your broad pieces of advice for de-escalating?
The first thing that I recommend is to do some container building as a marshal. One of the things that I find really interesting about doing de-escalation trainings is when you talk to people about, like, what does violence look like to you? People actually have a pretty large variety of answers. And you really get a good idea for who's on your marshal team in terms of their experience. Because, like, some of that violence is personal. When people think about, like, how would you stop a fight, especially? Those are really good questions to ask. You'll get people who are like, I actually have no idea how to fight.
Regeneration, a group of impact-focused students and professionals opening doors for the new generation. Leaders pick up their work and follow along with the 2024 campaign at regeneration.ca and the show's often brought to you by the Alberta Advantage. Find out more about Calgary's number one podcast at Alberta Advantage Pod. Subscribe to the Harbinger newsletter for weekly updates on new episodes from Canada's cross-country community of more than 60 socially and politically progressive podcasts. Support our work for as little as $5 a month, and we'll send you a free release from Between the Lines Books or Fernwood Publishing. Find out more at harbingermedianetwork.com. Stay tuned for another episode of Harbinger Showcase on this station next week. I'm Harbinger director Andre Hewitt in Montreal. Now back to your regularly scheduled community radio station.
سين سنة احنا عايشين ورا سجون البنود اللي سجنين هنا ما يتغير مش حاسين ولا نور الا سياج منها احنا شايفين سما لونها ازرق غير ما ابيض بالنص جمال زخرك انت بغير انا صامت عايش متفائل ما تعزل مني الامل بيجي ضار فاصل السور يدور انا مربوط فلسطين كجنين لحبل الطابور بالارض تدور شجر زيتون ضل يتولد وتجدد وتجدد خصور قصص ممدود للسلام معروض الاحتلال ما يريد استسلام ليه انا اللي ما هي الحرية لاني انا رافض اني اعيش بعبودية
حرمهم صرنا أولاد حرب نطلب الحرية من السجون المعنية إنه نكون معيون اللي دائما معمية من التفرج أطفال العالم الحرة دائما ضل بتدحرج للحياة المرة قواتنا شاطرين بس بتبهرج الكلام كلهم ماخدين تخرج بتعرج الأوطان وإحنا نستعمل قوة عشان الضعف بنتحمل الموت عشان الحياة تعملنا بلطف ومش بعسف للحياة انولدنا ولما لقيناها مش بإيدينا جربنا نخدها فمدنا وكل اللي طلبناه كان نفس واللي ضحينا عشانه برضه كان نفس انت قولي ليش اطفال العالم حرة وانا مالي انا مالي حرية
Hi, this is Joe McPhee. You're listening to 90.3 CKUT.
with Chekhov's mystic heart.